जय गोपी जाना रंग जाना युवाधारी गोपी जाना वल्लभ जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जयो राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे जयो कृष्ण बलराम जयो कृष्ण बलराम जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय जय गुरुदेव 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 जय जय गुरुदेव जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजाकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद् हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस इसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजाकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद् हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की श्रीमद् भागवतम की प्रसादम डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु गौरंगा My most humble obeisances to all of you, each and every one of you. Thank you so very much for coming today, especially when the darshan is closed. And thank you to everyone who is listening online. So grateful for this opportunity and really seeking each and every one of your blessings so that we can discuss something wonderful today and we may benefit from this Srimad Bhagavatam. Discourse, I guess. We are on chapter 13 of Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, The Appearance of Lord Varaha. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Please sing together. Narayanam namaskrityam naram chaiva narottamam daivim saraswatim vyasam tato jayam udhirayet nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya tamashloke bhaktir bhavati naishtaki. Mama Jnana Simirandasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gunave Namaha. We are on 28th shloka. Ghranena Pruthavya Padavim Vijigran. Ghranena Pruthavya Padavim Vijigran. Krodha Padeshaha Swayam Dvaranganga. Padesha Swayam Adhavarangaha. Karal danshtropya karal drukbhya karal drukbhya mudiksha vipran gunato vishatkam shavipran gunato vishatkam ghranena prithvya padavim vijigran ghranena patya padavim vijigran krodha padeshaha Swayam dvarangangangaha. Swayam dvarangangaha. Karala drashtopya karala drubhya. Damstropya karala drubhya. Mudiksha vipran grunato vishatkam. Shmran gunato vishatkam. Please repeat. Any Prabhupada disciples would like to go first? Anybody? Ghranena prithvyaha padavim vichik. Akrodha padeshaha swayam adhvarangaha. Krala drashtopya karala drubhya udviksha vipran grunato vishatkam ghranena prithvyaha padvim vijigran Roda Padesha Sayam Advarangaha Karala Drashto Kapya Karala Drupya Uddiksha Vipran Grunato Vishitkam. Synonym, translation and purport. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Ghranena, by smelling. Prithavyaha, of the earth. Padavim, situation. Vijagrahan, searching after the earth. Krodha apadeshaha, assuming the body of a hog. Swayam, personally. Advara, transcendental. Angaha, body. Karala, fearful. Damastraha, teeth, tusks. Api, in spite of. Akarala, not fearful. Drigbhyam, bhyam, by his glance. Udviksha, glancing over. Vipran, all the Brahmana devotees. Grintaha, grintaha, who were engaged in prayers. Avishat, entered. Come, the water. Translation. He was personally the Supreme Lord Vishnu. Can you make it larger, please? Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Okay, I will just say, read small things. He was personally the Supreme Lord Vishnu and was therefore transcendental, yet because he had the body of a hog, he searched after the earth by smell. His tusks were fearful, and he glanced over the devotee brahmanas. Engaged in offering prayers. Thus he entered the water. Purport. We should always remember that. We can see it. Although the body of a hog is material. Yeah, you want to repeat or no? Okay. I thought since it was translation was what not very nice. The hog form of the Lord was not materially contaminated. So again, the body of a hog is material, but the hog form is not contaminated, materially contaminated. It is not possible for an earthly hog to assume a gigantic form spreading throughout the sky, beginning from the Satyaloka. His body is always transcendental in all circumstances. Therefore, the assumption of the form of a boar is only his pastime. His body is all Vedas or transcendental. But since he had assumed the form of a boar, he began to search out the earth by smelling, just like a hog. The Lord can perfectly play the part of any living entity. The gigantic feature of the boar was certainly very fearful for all non-devotees. But to the pure devotees of the Lord, he was not at all fearful. On the contrary, he was so pleasingly glancing upon his devotees that all of them felt transcendental happiness. Hari Bol. So I'm going to recap, but please keep it on. We'll come back to the translation and purport. So recapping what happened is, first, saintly Vidura is inquiring to benefit us and for himself about how Lord appeared from Maitreya Rishi so eagerly, so earnestly. And because Lord's appearance is very beneficial for everyone in the past, present and future. We are sitting millions of years later and we can still see from the eyes of scripture how this boar is appearing. They say amongst all this hog species, boar is the most abominable. It's like the most untouchable, like that they say, outcast. Because he's also wild and he's also he lives in the jungle, and kind of, unfortunately, the most unattractive looking, they say. But when Krishna appears, then we have a completely different experience. Then it is transcendental. And then we hear that it's Swayambhuva Manu who is asking Brahma in the chapter. He's saying, please order us how we may be able to render service unto you. So Swayambhuva Manu is asking his father Brahma. And then we saw in text 8, 7, 8, etc. I'm going through. And he says, give us the direction for the execution of duty within our working capacity. And then Brahma answers, I ask you to beget the children qualified like yourself in the womb of your wife. And Ghanshyam Prabhu gave a very nice class on this. And then Brahma says, continues, O King, if you can give proper protection to the living beings, that will be the best service to me. So, thus you will be pleasing Supreme Personality of Godhead, right? Now Manu says, look at this earth. It's, please lift it. The earth is in the, is there in the Netherlands. It's been, it's submerged in the ocean. And then Brahma was just thinking how to get this earth out. And a small form of boar came out of his nostril, and who becomes very big. And then this omnipotent Supreme Personality of Godhead, he enlivens every living being in Satyaloka, Janaloka, Tampaloka. And then he roars. And then Nagaraj Prabhu gave very nice class on this roaring, text 24. Very uncommon voice, which echoed in all the directions throughout the universe. Then, when the great sages from all the residents of Janaloka, Tapaloka, Satyaloka heard this voice, then they chanted auspicious chants from the three Vedas. And then Prabhupada writes in the purport that the Vedic hymns were chanted, and Lord Varaha appeared across the sky. He's the most handsome and effulgent boar you have ever seen. He's pleasing to your eyes. So we try to imagine that Lord Varaha is appearing in the sky. He's the most handsome boar you have ever seen. Most handsome creature you have ever seen. He's effulgent. He's gigantic. He's growing in size in front of you. And the sages are chanting the hymns. And your heart is overflowing with the love for Krishna. Just by seeing him, all your fears, anxiety have gone away. And then Prabhupada writes, we of all the hymns, in Brihannardiya Purana, the most important one is Hare Krishna. So imagine everybody chanting together after seeing the boar. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Or for a minute, imagine that the curtains have just opened and the deities are going to appear. And how you would chant after 6-7 days of darshan. Please chant loudly. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna is also eager to take your darshan. So when we chant like that, he's very pleased. And that chanting takes away the fear. And then in text 27, this Supreme Personality of Godhead, the boar, starts showing off. Before entering the water to rescue the earth, he flies in the sky, slashing his tail. It almost, I remember some like cartoon shows we have seen in the, like he flies in the sky, slashing his tail, piggy tail, his hard hairs quivering. His very glance was luminous, and he scattered the clouds in the sky with his hooves and his glittering white tusks. Like the movie premiere, you know, huge, what they call, mega blockbuster movie. And then we come to today's verse, verse 28, which says that, translation we will read, he was personally the Supreme Lord Vishnu. So they understand this boar is not ordinary, he's Lord Vishnu, and was therefore transcendental. Yet he had the body of a hawk, and he searched after the earth by smell. So this is how a hawk smells, hawk finds things. And Mother Earth is not an ordinary living entity For Varahadev, it's his consort, eternal consort. So he's looking for, Varahadev is going after his eternal consort, Mother Earth, by smell. And his tusks were fearful, but fearful for who? The demons, as Prabhupada explains. And then he glances over. Krishna's glance, there can be shlokas and shlokas written on it, life after life. He's so merciful. Because the Brahmana's offering prayers, and thus he entered the water. And here, I really found this very striking in the purport that, although the text says that Varahadev is looking fearful, Prabhupada actually elaborates on the point that he was very fearful only for the non-devotees. So here Prabhupada is explaining to us, from the purport we may not be able to understand, that he is fearful for non-devotees, but then he is absolutely pleasing to the devotees. And not only that, they feel the greatest happiness on seeing the boar. Have you ever felt happiness by seeing a boar before? No, right? But here we are feeling it. And we can meditate on this when Varaha Dwadashi. So after this, I want to say that the fear, I want to really think about this fear factor. There are so many fears in this material world. Fear of missing out, they say, FOMO, FOMO. You know, the mainstream people, we can say yet-to-be devotee people, they want to enjoy everything because otherwise they will miss out. When I was trying to become devotee, I had the fear of missing out on garlic and onion, especially pakoras. Everything else I was fine. But then that slowly starts going away. There's also fear of unknown. Sometimes we face that, right? Fear of unknown. We sometimes choose a known path which may be troublesome because we have a fear of unknown. Fear of losing a loved one. You know, when we love someone, we get so attached, and then sometimes they don't answer their call 2-3 times and we start getting fearful. Fear when, you know, your teenager son or daughter starts driving. Has anybody felt that fear? It's real fear. It's a lot of sleepless nights. Fear of being alone. You know, some people have that. Start having that. Fear of slight imperfection. Ask this fear to a perfectionist. The slightest imperfection can really cause a lot of anxiety. Fear of disease, fear of public speaking. This is a big fear. Sometimes people have a big fear of public speaking. So much so that even today I stumble on Radha Madhava because it's the fear of public speaking when you start to give. And I'm not so pro. Then fear of being wrong. I want to elaborate one story on this, which happened in 1954. There was a group which is known as UFO cult. There have been many UFO cult, you know, unidentified flying objects, UFO. And this particular group was called Seekers. And they started thinking or spreading the thing that on May 21st, this leader got a telepathic message that she claimed was received from aliens. She called these aliens the guardians and said they came from a planet called Clarion. And she said, the believers would be saved from the destruction by flying saucers that would take them to Clarion. So start leaving everything. Start gathering here, leave your jobs, leave your possessions, move here on 21st of May, and this flying saucer is going to come. So a lot of people came. And they also placed, these leaders also placed billboards and ads on subways across the country. Okay? People must repent now, they said. For God's mercy is in order to be raptured into heaven on Saturday, May 21st. Either leave everything or risk of leaving. You will be at risk from leaving to be left behind. And then they said, you will be left behind in the world that is racked by earthquakes, plagues, and ultimately you will be in the complete destruction. Okay? So some of the core believers, they came, they moved, and they had left everything behind, and they were waiting for this 21st of May, 1954 day. Nothing happened, right? Nothing happened. But these people, core believers, and then the leader came and said, you know what? It's because of your faith you have prevented the flood. You had prevented this big tsunami, the tidal wave that was going to come. And it's only because of your faith. So let's try to proselytize. Let's try to gather some people. And let's go into this. Now it's going to be Christmas Eve, or December 21st. That's when the world is going to end now. There's going to be catastrophic flood. That didn't happen either. But you see, it was the fear of being wrong. First time they saw, nothing happened, right? On 21st of December, nothing happened either. But because, you know, nobody wants to prove that I'm wrong. It may be first time, it may be second time, it may be third time. Once a person starts believing into something, he or she will find enough reasons to be convinced in that bubble. And then, again, they had this thing, oh, now Christmas Eve. Jesus is going to appear, and Christmas Eve is going to be the day when there is going to be the destruction of the world. Fortunately, so finally a few people left. Finally, some people opened their eyes. But it takes 1, 2, 3, 4 tries before people give up this fear that they were wrong or they can be wrong, and their eyes open up. And sometimes it takes lifetimes to convince somebody. A man against his will is of the same opinion still, right? So this is one of the worst kind of fears, I think. And but there's a silver lining. When such UFO believers' number increased, there were 3 to 5 million people in the U.S. who started believing in UFOs. And a few years later, Prabhupada publishes this Easy Journey to Other Planets. And then hundreds and thousands and thousands of copies are sold to these people who one time believed in UFOs. So Krishna, there's Krishna magic in everything. There's a silver lining to every cloud, dark cloud. There's a very popular clip, popular video, in which Radhana Swami says this something really wonderful. He says, people put in a lot of time, energy, and money building the hospitals and buying the medicines because of fear of disease and death. People buy cosmetics, billions of dollars industry, because they have a fear of looking old, fear of being a small crack being identified on your face. Perfume industry, cologne industry, because it's based on the fear that I may not smell good enough. People are working so hard, they're devoted to their jobs because there's a fear of being poor or not affording the housing. You know, they are workaholics. There are students who are putting so many hours in the schoolwork, almost at the verge of depression and anxiety, because they are afraid that they won't get good grades. So the only thing to fear, fear is a suffering condition, Maharaj says. Fear is a suffering condition. There is the saying, the only thing to fear is fear itself. But how can you not fear fear, right? So the and it's a very popular video. You can see the whole thing. But and what is the answer? What is the answer to become fearless? It's in one of our bhajans. Does anybody want to guess any bhajans? Which talks about how to become fearless. Bhaja hure mana Srinanda nandana Abhaya charana ravindare. We can take darshan of the deities, Srila Prabhupada, and offer our prayers. Like the purport is saying, when we take darshan of the Varahadev and offer prayers, looking at Varahadev and offering prayers, we can become fearless. We can become transcendentally happy. Imagine if Srila Prabhupada had gotten fearful and did not board the Jaladuta. Actually, we cannot imagine what our life would have been. How come Srila Prabhupada went on that Jaladuta? He didn't know anybody who was going to be on the other side. He didn't have good health. He was 70 years old. He was alone. He didn't have support of God brothers. He didn't have money. He didn't have even food. He had not come to this country before. He had a heavy accent. Nobody would have understood him. And the culture was so shockingly contrast that who would accept his if he said, no meat eating, you know, no illicit sex, who would accept him? And not only that, he was leaving Vrindavan, the quarters of Rupa Goswami. You know, this could be any Vaishnava's dream destination, is to be living right there by Samadhi of Rupa Goswami. Preaching in India had sort of failed. He didn't have experience of how to be a greatly successful teacher. But still, when he took shelter of Krishna, had complete faith in Guru and Gauranga, he boarded that Jaladuta. And as Mother Ragatmika said in her Prabhupada Appearance Day tribute, she said a very wonderful story, that in the KGB, they had set all the bombs to attack America around that time, August 66 incorporated ISKCON. In 65, all the bombs were about to drop on America, and then order didn't come because Prabhupada had set the foot on land of America. So a fearless warrior like Prabhupada changes the destiny of planet Earth. And some people are afraid of just their mind. And there's so much, they start getting afraid of mind so much that sometimes they cannot live with themselves. And then unfortunately, suicides happen. The rate of a world statistic shows about 700,000 people, they report that they have died because of suicide. And a lot of time because of the shame, it's not reported. In comparison, this is a big, this is almost as big as corona, actually. It's a huge statistics. So it's so important that we take shelter of Krishna. Of course, not all fear is bad. Do you know a small example when fear can be good? It's from our scriptures, yes. Fear of Maya, thank you so much. Yeah. Yeah, if we have that fear, we can live every life, every moment in the life so nicely. You have that, yes? Fear of offending the devotees, yes. Thank you so much. Yeah, that reminds me of the pastime of Nalakuvara and Manigriva, they offended Narada Muni, and then they came as the trees. But the best part was, the little baby Gopal, Krishna, he stole the butter, and he ran in fear of Mother Yashoda. And even 5,250 years later, until eternity, every month we sing this song. Namamishwaram Satchitanandarupam. That Krishna, baby Krishna, ran in fear of Mother Yashoda. And we get this most wonderful, pleasing to our heart, Lord Damodara. And sometimes, of course, a devotee also gets afraid, maybe in the accident or somebody's attacking him, and then starts singing, Namaste Narasimhaya. And what happens when we sing that? Lord Narasimha instantly appears. You know, all those in other incarnations, Lord Krishna, Rama, they appear in the womb of the mother. Lord Chaitanya, 13 months in Mother Sachi's womb. But Lord Narasimha, they instantly appears. And we can sing Ugram Viram Mahavishnu Jalanto Sarvato Mukham. And he saves the devotees. Krishna is so eager to save his devotees. And then we read that Prahlad Maharaj, when he saw Lord Narasimhadev, he was the only one who didn't become fearful. And once again, what Sri Gaurangi said about offending the devotees. A similar aspect is also not to take sides of the devotees. When two devotees are discussing, it's really very important that if we can, try to remain neutral. There's one very nice example in which two devotees are speaking and one is saying, Krishna and Balaram are the same. And the other says, no, they are different. Krishna is black, Balaram is white, and Radharani does her pastime with Krishna, so they are different. So they go to Prabhupada to settle the argument. And now this Prabhupada is not only Jagadguru, but he's also predicted in the history that the Senapati Bhakta will appear. So he's a pure devotee. They go to him. And the first devotee says, Prabhupada, Krishna and Balaram are not different. And Prabhupada says, you're right. And the second devotee comes, no, but Prabhupada, Krishna is black, Balaram is white. And Prabhupada says, you are right. And then the third devotee is really confused. But Prabhupada, they are saying two opposite things. And Prabhupada says, you are right. And then they say, but Prabhupada, then who is right? Are they both right? Prabhupada said, you decide. You know, why we want to get into, to remain neutral, and best way to avoid devotee offenses or to not to get into this later criticizing mentality. Because again, once we start taking sides of the devotees, the fear of being wrong comes. We always want to take side of that one particular devotee whose side we took first. And that's why even in the big devotee families, communities, there can be this split. You know, it's a very subtle and important point, is to remain neutral. And the way to unite, Prabhupada writes in Prithu Maharaj and Indra's pastime. He says that there are going to be these kind of conflicts, but ISKCON society that he has established, where we can do devotional service together, we can really unite on those principles instead of being polarized. And you won't believe, this social media, it shows two different feeds to two different people. If you believe into black and other person believes in white, it will start showing very logical things to you, that white supremacy or whatever. And this other person, unfortunately this is the history, they would start showing them systematic feeds of how blacks have been tortured by whites. And then the conflicts occur. In the big cities, riots occur. Right now, there are 110 armed conflicts in the world. 110. These are not big, huge wars. In addition to those big, huge wars, there's so much division. And really what it stems from is this fear of being right. You know, so you really think about it. And in this context, I was seeing Gauragopal Prabhu's, he's a social influencer. Millions of people watch his videos. And somebody asked, what is the secret of your success? He said, I never laughed at anybody. I never laughed at anybody. I always laughed with them. Isn't it amazing? I always laughed with them. He didn't make a joke or fun of anybody. You know, simple things like this. We can avoid devotee offenses if we just remember. And going back to this suicide statistics, you would be amazed. Jay Shetty, our my godbrother, amazing devotee, and he has done so many videos and podcast. His podcast is number one health podcast, and because of that, a lot of people have given testimonial that they feel a hope, new hope, and they want to continue to live. You can read his testimonials, really amazing, and his work is really amazing. So what devotees cannot do when they want to bring people out of this fear, all sorts of fears, and they want to bring them closer to Krishna. And the sky is the limit. Vaisheshika Maharaj, Mahatma Prabhu, Radhana Swami, they're all doing this wonderful, amazing preaching. We may also have fear of distracted japa. You know, we can also, this is a healthy fear. Mother Ruchira gave very nice class other day about Bharat Maharaj. How at the bhava stage also, just seeing a deer for 1 second, giving birth, in that helpless circumstances, he got distracted. What to speak of us? I mean, there's a planet named after Bharat Maharaj. He's such an exalted devotee. He's the righteous king. He could give up all of that, so renounced, so much attached to Krishna, and he can get distracted, what to speak of us. So, and that really reminded me. And I want to thank each and every one of you who inspires me to chant better rounds, to see you guys. A personal example, my japa is very distracted. And then last one thing I want to say is that I have been reading Gita shlokas with a group many times, as much as possible every day. And this has become my favorite verse. It's from Gita Mahatmya. With your permission, I would like to say the verse. Yeah. Maline mochanam pumsa jalasnanam dine dine sakrut Gita amritasnanam saunsara malanashanam. Just like we take a bath every day with water to cleanse our body, we can take bath in the Bhagavad Gita shlokas, like reciting Bhagavad Gita, reading Bhagavad Gita every day to get rid of this dirt of material life and to get rid of, and which comes, you know, all these negative emotions like fear and whatnot. They also come out. thing it's, of course, speaking of Gita, today is the second last day of Gita Marathon. Our collective goal is 4.2 million Bhagavad Gitas. Many, many centers have reached their goal. Not yesterday, today, but on Gita Jayanti, on 11th of December. The scores will come out, but it seems very likely that we are going to smash this 4.2 million Bhagavad Gita goal. Alachua goal is 2,000 Gitas. We are very close. If you haven't sponsored a Gita case, please do sponsor. And this year, BBT, USA, and all over the world, many Braille Gitas went out. Isn't that amazing? Braille Gitas went out. And they were out of stock so fast. The Malayalam Gitas went out. Now this year we got Punjabi Gitas, which I had not seen before. Every time, you know, you hear that book distribution is increasing, it's like seeing Lord Varahadev. You start feeling so happy. And it's really nice to focus on my monkey-like mind. You know, I like numbers, and I get really excited about numbers. I can really relate to the numbers, actually. And then I want to share one of my very close friend. She was sharing with me that she's a doctor. She loves to do this chaplain Gita. Means she goes to chaplains, tells them that she's a doctor. And this Gita is not just Gita. It's a metaphysical book on how to heal. And it's a Vedic wisdom on how to heal. She has an amazing storyline. She has written a small booklet on it, and it's very fascinating. And it's free for anybody who would ask me. And she goes, this is a therapeutic book. And she's so fearless. She went throughout the North Carolina. She took a goal. She went throughout the North Carolina. She has 3 children. She has a full-time practice. And till 10 p.m., 11 p.m., she was talking to chaplains and distributing Gitas, because her goal was, I want this Bhagavad Gita to go to each and every chapel in North Carolina. That's where she lives. And one time her car stopped. There was no gas to go back home. She saw some one scary home. She gathered the courage, prayed to Narsingadev, went to that home, and returned home safely. So Bhagavad Gita ki jai, book distribution ki jai. Thank you all of you for listening. And these are my some thoughts on the purport today. If anybody would like to add or subtract or correct or anything online, please let me know. Otherwise, yes, Prabhu, please state your name. Thank you for coming all the way from Tampa.
Thank you so much, Madhari, for a wonderful class and sharing your thoughts. So you mentioned one of the points that being a neutral. Mm-hmm. So sometimes situations are not that good to be neutral. So isn't if you be neutral in that situation, isn't it the offense for the both of them? Because you are not telling the truth, which you know. So isn't it the offense to the both the parties?
Prabhu, knowing you and your heart, I would say Krishna has given you wisdom when to speak the truth. Uh-huh. You know, sometimes if you can speak it after the things cool down. Uh-huh. There's a time, place, and circumstances. And there's a test, satyam priyam hitam. If you're telling the truth, you're saying it very pleasingly, and it's beneficial to both the parties, please go ahead. And I'm sure Krishna has given you that wisdom and devotion.
Thank you so much, Madhari.
Thank you so much. Thank you. That was such a nice question. Hari Bol Niving.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for a beautiful class. You are such a great inspiration to me and a mentor. So many great points. I think one of them was a new fear unlocked of, it's like hypothetical of, what if Srila Prabhupada, you know, was on his own head and he never came through the Jaladuta. Like, there's so many challenges. Where would we all be? I would not be anywhere near where I'm at now. And it's it just re-brought that, like, that gratitude of what Srila Prabhupada did and all of the challenges at his age to come here on the Jaladuta, which wasn't even, like, you know, four people. It was like a cargo, you know, and our responsibility to be fearless in Krishna consciousness, knowing what, you know, he's done and what we have in our hands to give people in a world full of fear. So thank you. I just wanted to share that.
It takes one to know one. You have this fire of distributing mercy. So thank you for your comment. Your comment reflects that.
Thank you.
You appreciate that mood of Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna, please
state your name.
My name is Kamala Devi Dasi.
Hare Bol Kamala Mataji.
Hare Krishna, please accept my humble obeisances at your lotus feet. My humble obeisances at the lotus feet of all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis present here. So Mother, this was a very wonderful, wonderful discussion, and it seems that it is very relevant to me, because as you were talking about the fears, like we live under so many fears in our life. So the point is that the question that I have is like how to overcome that fear, because like as you said, explained about the fear of being wrong. So it's if we don't accept, then we cannot correct or improve. So how should we go about, you know, accepting that and moving ahead, correcting ourselves?
Thank you so much. That's such a humble, genuine question. I wish I can think you like more where I am maybe wrong, because a lot of time that reflection is very important. Now let's assume that somebody is wrong and they want to correct themselves. Guru Sadhu Shastra. You can ask your own guru or your Chiksha Guru or Diksha Guru. You can ask Shastra, and very interestingly, Radhika Raman Prabhu, who is a great devotee from Utah, he was wondering whether he should get married or not. He just went to Srimad Bhagavatam. He opened two, three cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam. Every time he would open it, Prabhupada would write how married grihastha can make so much contribution, how his married disciples made such an amazing contribution in the United Kingdom. So even Shastra can guide us. If we just humbly, prayerfully go to Shastra, so Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra, pray to the deities, pray to...
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Mother.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Yes, anybody? Okay. Thank you very much for your kind attention today. Really. Hamancha kalpatarubhyasya kripa sindhu bhyevacha patita nam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much.